Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Always nice to share this hour with you. Today, Harvard University, as well as King's College London, have a study showing that eating a plant-based diet can help protect against COVID-19. That's good, very good news. They studied 590,000 people in the United States and United Kingdom to see if this was accurate. A whole lot of good stuff is going on. We're going to share that with you today. Also, we'll be talking about a promising new treatment for COVID-19 infection, Nigella sativa. Know what Nigella sativa is? Black cumin seed oil. We've been talking about that for a long time. University of Technology in Sydney, Australia. But also today, we're going to continue being a voice for the voiceless. We're going to hear from some of the people who've had COVID vaccine injuries, but the media doesn't want to tell their story. Why not? Medical doctors, nurses, hospitals deny responsibility. That's not surprising, but we will. Also today, you're going to hear something very unusual. You're going to hear a Canadian physician. I mean, you're talking about an outstanding background. Board certified in pathology, professor of pathology. He's also a scientist. And I've seen him in at least a dozen conversations, very level-headed, non-emotional. But then they attacked him. They went after him at the university. They would try to get his license suspended. So he held an impromptu conference. I don't know how many people were there because you don't see the crowd, but you can hear them. I thought you'd like to hear what's happening when you take on an establishment orthodox physician scientist. Now, why am I playing this? And then right behind that's going to be Gerald Salante. For those of you who are familiar with Gerald, you know Gerald can go from 0 to 60 in about 1.5 seconds, beating any car in his emotion. But what he says is accurate. But man, he is like a human dynamo in what he's saying. A lot of people are getting angry, and I believe that they should have a forum. Now, I just got these clips. Hopefully, we edited out all the expletives for the sensibility and sensitivity of our audience. But if not, if we miss something, just be aware that we worked as fast as we could since we only got this minutes ago. But everything that this man is saying is true. And there's 100,000 other physicians and scientists just like him. High quality, no controversy, no problems, exemplar career, and now they're being trashed. They're being denigrated. Their licenses are threatened with removal. Their reputation in tatters. Wikipedia challenging them. So they're speaking out. Now, why is that important? Simple reason. If you go up on my website and you look under video bios, and one of those 14 video bios is about my life as an activist, leading hundreds of demonstrations, leading whole causes. And one of them was to protect the right of a physician and patient to select an alternative approach with informed consent without the doctor being attacked and losing their license. Carl Humiston, all these other doctors, all losing their licenses or threatened with loss of license. Robert Atkins also. He was a close friend. And so when I went to Washington, D.C., and we got a permit, we're right in front of Congress. You see it in the background. And we had thousands of people there from my PFW audience in Washington, D.C. I was on there for 36 years until I quit because of its gone rogue and from what its mission was. In any case, you'll see me talking, and then there's a clip. I don't know where it's at, but I'm going to find it. My archive is all done now. Thousands and thousands and thousands of videos I filmed. Now I'm going to be interviewing people for 3 months at a time, maybe longer if they can handle it, but 3 months of just sitting in a studio watching clips and then putting them into categories. All the films are in categories. I just got to go, let's say I might have 100 interviews on cancer. I want to watch every one, label it, and put it into a computer system so you when you need information on cancer, you can go and look at all the different people and what they have to say, what their categories are, and then select the one you feel best suits your needs. A whole lot of protocols are going to be on there. Oh, and by the way, to the person who sent the PhD in molecular biology, who sent the request for me to send all the protocols, I don't do that. Make every protocol, their design. There's some basics, but then everything is based upon my interview with the person, what I feel they need. And there are thousands. So I just can't send thousands of protocols. I only send a protocol specific to what a person needs and only that one. No, I do not charge a penny. I've never charged anyone for my counseling. It's free. But if you need a protocol and you have a legitimate medical condition and you have proof of that, I'll be happy to supply that. Otherwise, that would take all day. It would take a week to send all the protocols that I have. Now, so that's what I'm doing as far as interviewing some people. If you want to be interviewed, 3 months, it's not a good salary, simply because I'm also providing free room and board down at the animal sanctuary here in Florida. Beautiful weather, use the facilities, but I'm not charging for any of this. And I've laid out tens of thousands of dollars just to get to where we are now. I've had 3 different sets of people come in and work on this for a year. So this is the last stage. Anyhow, it's going to take about a year to get all this up. But when it's done, it'll be the largest private repository of alternative health information ever presented anywhere in the world. And it's all going to be free for you. It'll save lives. So that's that. You can send a resume to prnstudio@gmail.com, prnstudio@gmail.com. In any case, going back, that one clip of me demonstrating and going against what the FDA was about and lobbying Congress, and we took a whole bunch of people down there to go in and hand information about a freedom to use supplements without them being called drugs, and also stop harassing doctors who are using complementary alternative practices. How many doctors were there in the audience? How many came for me to give them a forum to speak? Not one. The two doctors who were there were Chris Calliope and Martin Feldman. They weren't there to speak, although I invited them up to speak. They were there because we all went down together because Chris wanted to see what this was all about. He was new into the whole practice of medicine. And Marty always went to every demonstration. He was fearless, courageous, smart. Well, there would be 100 demonstrations. Not a single medical doctor would be there. Not one. And when I ask him, Robert Giller, Stuart Berger, Robert Atkins, why aren't you here? This is for you. Well, they're going to come down on this even harder. I says, no. They're going to try to destroy you. You got to fight back. No one did. No, they would only fight back when they were losing their license in court and then ask me what could I do to help them as an investigative reporter, and I would go in and find out what was needed and give it to their lawyer, and we won. Warren Levin's just one example of that. Now what you're seeing, you've never seen in the holistic or alternative movement, not once. Not once. You see ultra-Orthodox doctors standing up and say, what do you mean I'm wrong? Here's my evidence. I'm the one who created the science on this, says the man who created the RNA technology that is used in the vaccines. He's being attacked. What do you mean I'm wrong, says the epidemiologist who won the Nobel Prize. You're miscounting the people who are actually infected with COVID and the deaths. You're wrong. You're going to attack me? What do you mean I'm wrong when I say that hydroxychloroquine in dozens of studies has been shown to help people without the toxicity? All of these are Orthodox people, and now they're fighting. You're going to have a chance to hear them starting today. So we have a lot to share. We begin always with the latest on health and healing, because that benefits everyone in the audience. So here's what we're come down to, and you've heard this before. people who eat a plant-based diet are less likely to contract COVID-19 and become severely ill with the disease. That's according to the most recent study by researchers from Harvard Medical School as well as King's College London. Okay, the researchers analyzed data from over 590,000 people who answered the survey about foods that they ate during this COVID period. And it was statistically significant that the people who had a healthy plant-based diet stayed healthier even when they had COVID. Many of them, of course, as we know, had COVID and didn't even know it. That's how strong their immune system was. So good news, just eat your fruits and vegetables. The average person ate 200 grams of fatty fish a week, 28.35 grams to an ounce. So you're dealing with about 6 ounces of fish a week. Not a lot, if you want to eat the fish. So that's important. Now, also from the University of Technology, Sydney, a flowering plant native to North Africa and Western Asia could be utilized in the future treatment of COVID infections. The seeds of the plant, Nigella, N-I-G-E-L-L-A, sativa, S-A-T-I-V-A, better known as black cumin seed, have been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for multiple medical conditions. Inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, infections. Yes, it's terrific. Quote, there is growing evidence from modeling studies that the black cumin seed, an active ingredient of Nigella sativa, more commonly known as black cumin, can stick to the COVID-19 virus spike protein and stop the virus from causing the lung infection, end quote. Quote, it may also block the cytokine storm that affects seriously ill patients who are hospitalized with COVID-19, end quote. And that's the professor, Shad, who led the study, which was published in the peer-reviewed journal Clinical and Experimental Pharmacology and Physiology. I always have a bottle of black cumin seed oil. It helps people with asthma, eczema, multiple sclerosis. It's really good. All right. Now, from Northwestern University, Northwest, I should say, University, this one's in China, research reveals promise of ginseng as a liver cancer treatment. That's important. The HCC cancer, kind of a malignant tumor with high morbidity and mortality rates worldwide, can be impacted in a positive way with ginseng. All right. And also MIT and Harvard, two separate studies published in Nature. People who live over 100 years have a distinct microbiome that help support longevity. Once again, why are they living to 100? Each one has a different story. But they also found that they have multiple drug-resistant bacteria. That means they have healthy bacteria. And it's interesting, where are these people living? Japan? Yeah. That's one of the largest groups in the world. The average age of 107 in good health. And they have good bacteria. Lots of fruits and vegetables and seaweeds. Healthy bacteria get rid of the sugar, caffeine, alcohol, refined carbohydrates, meat, even healthier bacteria. And finally, from Wake Forest School of Medicine comes a study about lifestyle adjustments can boost vascular health in seniors, especially if you're overweight. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about major lifestyle changes. I'm talking about small lifestyle changes really can make a big difference in improving vascular health as you age. Eliminating just 200 calories a day combined with 30 minutes associated with a significant improvement in aortic stiffness. That's a measure of vascular health. The study was published in the current issue of the American Heart Association Circulation. So, exercise, yes. Also, healthy plant-based diet, even better. Then how about some coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine, magnesium, and cayenne, and a vitamin E for helping even further with your health of the heart and vascular system. I'll do one last one here from San Francisco Veterans Affairs Medical Center. Yoga is effective at reducing symptoms of depression. Now, this is not the first time I've shared this kind of information. It's just the latest to show there's a lot of benefits from yoga. You don't have to have the sweat and hot sauna yoga. That's nonsense. Just regular yoga. I'm Gary Nall. That's the latest on health and healing. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to hear from a victim, only one per day. But mind you, we have a link of over 1,000 on one link. That's just one link, 1,000. So how many of these people who've suffered all kinds of problems, many of them permanent, have you heard about from the mainstream media? How about none? And that is what's important. Okay? We're here to be a voice for the voiceless. So, whole lot going on, and we're going to give all you the facts on all this. Oh, by the way, what are the latest numbers? Since we're having such great success with vaccinating people and making everyone seem like the vaccines are safe and effective, well, just right now, as I went on the air, the latest study is in from what is called EUDRA Vigilance, EUDRA, that's the European Union. 20,595 dead, 1,900,000 injured, 1 million seriously injured. Yes, the European Union's database on adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 shots. That seems like a lot, doesn't it? 20,000 dead, 2 million injured, 1 million of them serious. Yeah, it is serious. Why isn't that being talked about anywhere else? Well, because they don't want you to know all this. Because if you knew how many people were dying, like in, just to give you one example of just one other survey of one other country, 9,868 deaths, 767,225 injured. That's just another one. And we're seeing blood and lymphatic system disorders, 126 dead, cardiovascular disorders, 1,489 dead. This is in just this one small country. Yeah. So they're not telling you everything you need to know. That's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. We will tell you the facts. If the public knew all this problems, because we're talking about millions of injured, some with the rest of their life, and tens of thousands dead. Since when is it not an issue to have a debate, a discussion, an open forum to talk about when will enough people die or be injured that they say, okay, let's stop this? How about never? Because they're profiting from it. Just to let you know, that's what's happening. Back in a moment to show you one of the invisible victims, a voiceless person who will have a forum and find their voice.
So I know a lot of you all are probably wondering what's been going on with me medically, as I've posted some videos of me in the hospital recently, and I just wanted to get my story out there. Sorry my voice is raspy and I get short of breath still, but hopefully I can make it through it. I'll just do this in different parts. So it started back in February after I had my second COVID vaccination. Which caused some nausea, vomiting, and then the initial asthma flare-up that I had, which has led to prolonged hospitalizations and many more medical stuff that I'll discuss. However, before that, my asthma was controlled for the last 4 or 5 years. No flare-ups. I am active. I run. I work out. I work a full-time job as a physical therapist. Have a family, 3 kids, 3 dogs, and a fiancé. But I'll tell you my story.
Okay, now we're going up to Canada. This is an individual, a medical doctor. You'll hear about his background, his credentials. He's always extremely calm. And because he felt with a whole career, 50 years in medicine and science, and heads of departments, top professor, published articles in peer-reviewed literature, brought on board as the top person to teach other medical doctors in pathology. Why not just tell the truth? He did, and they tried to destroy him. So he got up today, and unlike any of the doctors I know in the alternative field, he found his courage.
Your presence means so much to me that we're fellow travelers in this journey towards recapturing our fundamental freedoms in this country, which COVID has unfortunately so seriously undermined. You heard my credentials. I'm not going to repeat them, except to say I'm putting my career on the line here, and I'm very, very proud of my career. I don't like to brag. My degrees are still in a tube. I've never framed them. I want to tell you what they really mean. What does it mean to be the CEO of a laboratory? It means that every single result you're getting from your GP passes through hands like mine to make sure they're accurate. That's what that means. What does it mean setting the annual exam for pathology? It means that I'm making sure that the residents coming out of the tube are safe to read your breast biopsies. That's what that means. I've been a laboratory inspector for the very college that's got its teeth into me. Do you think that's an important role to make sure that every other laboratory is doing the right job? Yes, I'm very proud of my CV. And any attempt by Snopes and AP to discredit me is despicable. I loathe those little decomposing maggots. I know who I am. I know who I am. And I'd like to know who they are. In a dark alley. Yes, I'm pissed. Because you're the laboratory rats. You're the experiment. Never before in medical history has an uncontrolled clinical trial of this scale ever been undertaken with no evidence of safety whatsoever in the traditional sense of the word. So I've got a number of messages for you before I castrate myself. I would remember that. This unprecedented horror show, the worst in medical history. As you've heard, I am viscerally outraged at how unnecessary this grotesque tragedy has been, and yet somehow manages to continue. It's insanity cubed. The first message is this: believe nothing you're being told. It's all a pack of lies from start to finish. Pure, unopposed propaganda. Plain and simple. This is nothing more than a bad seasonal flu, with certain minor exceptions. And nothing was needed, except good old common sense and early treatments with drugs known to be totally safe. The lies are best exemplified by three four-letter words, and I'm not going to use the one that begins with F, okay? Safe, fact, and case. Safe? Are you kidding me? This is from their own propaganda, and I'll read it to you. If this isn't something that's been infinitely wordsmithed by lawyers because of risk of prosecution, tell me. It says, and I quote, you've seen it on billboards. All approved vaccines are researched until proven safe. If that's not the most grotesque lie that they're telling you, In medicine, we do not pronounce a vaccine safe until it's been put through 5 to 7 years of clinical trials. For the very simple reason, we don't know what we don't know, for Christ's sake. This has been wordsmithed by lawyers. It's despicable. They are lying to you. This vaccine is not safe. Underlined in neon.
Yes, I agree completely.
The next four-letter word, fact. If that's not Orwellian, everyone is saying that what the government and their minions, the ones that kiss the ring, they're saying that what they're saying is based on fact. That is the most Orwellian distortion of the English language. It is not fact. It is hearsay.
You got that right.
They're distorting everything to make you scared and complicit and obey. The next four-letter word, case. You've heard it repeatedly. Case. You know what we call a case in medicine? Someone who's sick in front of us. They've got a fever. They've got pain. They're sick. I tell you what's sick about this. They're sick. These are not cases. These are false positive PCR results. And we'll come to that. The second message is this. That more than anything, this is a pandemic of intentionally manipulated fear. Totally unnecessary and driven by two major, wait for it, two major factors, the notorious PCR test and the viciously effective silencing of any counter-narrative. You're being kept ignorant intentionally. How can you form an opinion if you're being denied the facts and simply being fed the hearsay? The PCR test, I'm talking as a pathologist now. I know a bit about PCR. The PCR test creates over 95% false positives in perfectly well people. And it's that that drives the graphs in the morning paper where the false positives are called cases, which are no such thing. They're as well as you lot. The second driver of fear is the brutal silencing of the truth. From the three sources that you would normally rely upon to form your own independent judgment, politicians. We've got a rare one over here. Max. I admire his spunk. The media, the mainstream media, they're lying to you as well every single night on the television. It's social media is suppressing the truth. It can only get out under alternative media. And how many people listen to that? No, you're being lied to and you're being denied the truth. And I'll include in that group physicians, particularly MDs, who by their cowardly silence have decided to put income ahead of ethics. The ethics. The ethics we physicians are supposed to hold dear. First, do no harm. And informed consent, both being trampled on by our government. Fear, in turn, has been the excuse for politicians and the unelected minions underneath them to enforce ridiculously arbitrary mandates that have no consensus for any effectiveness in the medical literature. Do I have to repeat that? No evidence for effectiveness. None, none, none. I'm talking here about masks. These diapers that you're so familiar with, the most the most insulting thing that's been imposed upon us to show compliance, walking around the street, in your cars, everywhere. It is outrageously ridiculous. You cannot stop a it's like stopping a mosquito going through a chain link fence, for God's sake. They only exist for two reasons, to stop me from giving it to you. And guess what we did last year? We didn't do that, did we? We stayed home. We needed no testing, nothing. We looked after ourselves, and society was all the better for it. The other reason for wearing masks is to stop you giving it to me. Well, that's shown not to be the case. Asymptomatic spread does not happen. It cannot happen. It undercuts the very tenets of infectious disease transmission. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's medical student 101, okay? It's that mad. So, they couldn't work. They haven't worked. And therefore, they will not work. So my third message is simply this. Read my lips and repeat after me. Nothing.
Nothing.
Works.
Works.
Nothing works, for God's sake.
Nothing works, for God's sake.
Stop these ridiculous mandates. Nothing works except effective prophylaxis with vitamin D and ivermectin. It's just politicians playing medicine. And as I said before, that's a very dangerous game. They should stick to their goddamn knitting. They dress themselves in the flag, demanding that only they can protect you from all life's risks. It can't be done. I can tell you categorically, as a pathologist, a certainty in life. Life is risky. Get used to it. Death happens. Just like you did with all the past flu epidemics. And every day when you drive your car and risk a head-on collision, you handle that risk, don't you? Governments must get used to this fact. They've got to get their heads around this. Modern medicine that I spent my entire career in, evidence-based medicine, as a teacher, as a CEO, as president of this and that, I can tell you that modern medicine is totally impotent at controlling the spread of a respiratory virus, period. We must simply accommodate to them in ways that we've done so effectively with past flu epidemics, with liberal doses of the cheapest, most effective medicine known. Common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flip-flop Fauci, or as I'm now calling him, five-finger Fauci.
Yeah.
With his sticky fingers are all over this from beginning to end. When his gain-of-function research escaped from that lab in Wuhan. And he's lied about it twice in Congress, with the penalty being a 5-year jail time. You shouldn't be forced to put your life or your child's life on the line by getting vaxxed just to solve a problem that he created. That is government tyranny and indescribably offensive. The experimental gene-based vaccines have never before been used in humans. As I said before, you are the lab rats of the largest uncontrolled clinical trial in the history of medicine. There are all kinds of side effects, not the least of which is death. The US VAERS system is now recording, depending on the day that they choose to correct their mistakes, between 6 and 12,000 deaths directly due to the vaccine.
Shame! Doc, he's a
A number that's probably vastly understated given past history of vaccine introductions, and larger than all the deaths attributed to other vaccines over a 30-year period. And they're still doing it. There are blood clots occurring all over the body. Myocarditis in young males, it's called minor. Excuse me? Inflammation of the heart in a young man is minor? Are you kidding me? Yeah, you might recover, but it reduces your cardiac reserve and you may have heart failure decades later directly due to that original attack. And what about all the fertility issues? Not being tested. The last time I checked, pregnancy takes 9 months. How can you check for fertility if the testing, the trials, so-called trials, only go on for 4 to 6 months and by intention do not include pregnant women who are being vaccinated today? Using these vaccines in children who are virtually at zero risk from COVID can only be termed state-sanctioned child abuse. It's that bad.
It is, and it's going to get a lot worse. Well, he was speaking out. This is what you're going to see with all these Orthodox doctors. They are unlike alternative doctors, who I've never seen any of them raise hell like this. And you've got 100,000 of them. So they have power. And they may have the government against them, but they're going to say it loud and clear. People will pay attention. That's important. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to start putting out more information showing the deconstruction of the myths that we've been led to believe that are true, which are not. Every one of the things that these doctors are saying is true. We've fact-checked it. We've compared this against the Orthodox medicine. Now we're going to do a short clip with Gerald Celante. Gerald's on fire here, and rightly so. Let me just explain this. I said that New York would come back, but differently. Now, with what the mayor is doing currently, the restaurants will not come back. And no one's going to risk their future knowing that you have such a corrupt administration, city council, governor, and federal authorities. They were working at 30% capacity up till now. That means they could not pay their rent, could not pay the salaries. The moratorium on rent protected them at least until it's over, which is another 2 months. But then they're going to have to pay almost 2 years worth of back rent. No one can afford that. No one has that kind of money. And real estate taxes. No. And then the employees got the government's loan, but that won't be redone. So with this new COVID rule of wearing masks and showing proof of vaccination, that's going to close down most businesses. Even this morning, I was asked to be the person who introduces all of the guests on the 9/11 Commission, the most stellar group I've ever seen. And so I suggest this morning they do it by Zoom. So hopefully they'll take that into consideration of the meeting tonight because the venues themselves won't allow it. And I just want to mention that my movie premiere will not be on at the theater simply because they've started a new moratorium on you cannot go into these theaters unless you have your vaccines on the 16th. And I can't change the date. It's not available. So we're kind of between a rock and a hard place here. So at this time, we're planning on doing a internet premiere with lecture afterwards. So anyone who can hear the show can watch it on the same night at the same time. So we're scrambling to do that. All right? A whole lot's changing. By the way, I really feel for Dr. Joseph Marcola. He has been eviscerated. He was on the front page of the New York Times headlines about he was the person most responsible for causing people not to vaccinate. A, that is completely not true. And he mentioned the Times and that everyone mentioned 12 other, you know, total people. That is also not true. The number one reason most people are not getting the vaccine at this time is they're seeing the adverse effects of an experimental vaccine. There's too many stories out there, too many videos of people crying when they've lost their use of their body, Guillain-Barré's syndrome, and many other neurological conditions. They're not stupid. They're seeing this. So here's what Mercola's doing. Quote, why I'm deleting all content after 48 hours. And then he talks about today, quote, I have the most important announcement in the quarter of a century of this newsletter. My goal and passion, and he goes into why he did it and how he did it. But he's now saying that because he has been just attacked by the President of the United States, true, and the New York Times, and how CNN news crews chase him when by car while he's out bicycling. So he just said he's had enough. He can't deal with this. So 48 hours now, he's erasing every article. That's it. All articles. Everything on nutrition, on everything. They're all gone. He's closing up shop. Okay. That's unfortunate, because I would have done just the opposite. I would have taken the fight to them. I would have gotten that large audience that Mercola has, which is a lot, and I would have demonstrated in front of the White House. Then I would have demonstrated in front of CNN. I would have taken publicly all of the articles showing that what CNN promotes is wrong by peer-reviewed literature and filmed handing them this information. Reverse it. I don't know why no one in the alternative movement has common sense, but they don't. They are not fighters. You can't win on the defensive. You can go hide. You can erase all your articles. They're not going to let up. I don't care how many times you say you're sorry about something. So don't say you're sorry. Screw it. Get in their face. Be a Gerald Celante. And here is Gerald Celante.
He mandated. This is the words that they use. He mandated today inoculations. Yeah, a shot. A shot of gene therapy vaccination that has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, an Operation Warp Speed drug. Again, you want to take it, take it. But don't you mandate it to me. And you're not a man. If you're a man and you want to mandate it, come over here, Wilhelm, and try to vaccinate me. Oh, you're about a foot taller than me. I'll few up if you try to stick that needle, or anybody in the world that tries to put a needle in me that I don't want, I will fight for my life. I will fight for my life. And if you try to put it into me, your life may be over. Anyway, he mandated inoculations for a range of indoor venues, requiring proof of COVID vaccination for employees and customers of indoor eateries, gyms, and entertainment centers. The order goes into effect August 16th with full enforcement September 13th. Listen to the spewing out of this face's mouth. Quote, when you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. And the words are full enforcement for a key to New York City pass. When you hear these words, I want you to imagine a face. You're telling me what to imagine? You're telling me to imagine because I got a vaccination, I could do all the amazing things that are available in the city? Oh, how dare people take this? America, the land of cowards. Hey, look what happened in Marching for Liberty in France, huh? Not in America. I held a festival and rallies over here in Kingston. I fight. You know, a couple of hundred people show up, 300-400 people. Not like that. We're the people.
We're the people, George. Well, Gerald, you got to be realistic. The people are not going to show up. They haven't shown up. Unfortunately, too many Americans are taking the comfort road. Why do homework? Why do your research? Why fact check for yourself to see who's telling the truth, who's objective? No. Those people who will fight for their freedom of choice, get smart. I was talking with my staff this morning on a conference call. I'm going to try to answer some questions. Oh, by the way, this is the latest out. Quote, almost half of all recent UK COVID deaths are people who had fully been vaccinated. All deaths in people fully vaccinated. Well, how'd the vaccines help them? Oh, and also today, Twitter partners with AP and Reuters to combat, quote, misinformation, meaning any truth is now misinformation. Any lie is accepted. That's Twitter. They're doing it as of today. They've been doing it for a while anyhow. And also today, we see a panel. And by the way, that doctor was Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, you heard. And, quote from RT, mask-free Sweden near zero daily COVID deaths, as chief epidemiologist warns against, quote, far-reaching conclusions about Delta strain. He is correct, but we don't want to follow a country that's done it right with good outcome. So as a result, we're listening to the wrong people. And he is also correct, that speaker, about don't trust anything that Anthony Fauci has to say. And you're being scared to death because of what they're saying about the new COVID variant without hearing about the truth. Is there any proof that it makes people die quicker? It's more easily spread, but it's not as lethal. So they're not being honest with you. In fact, this is from Dr. Merrill Nass, medical doctor and researcher. Quote, the Delta helter-skelter, when dire Delta, is the excuse for new lockdowns and vaccine mandates, but the truth keeps dribbling out. Today, more news from Israel. Quote, helter-skelter means in chaotic and disorderly haste. It seems a good descriptor of how public health mouthpieces are dealing with the facts oozing out of the public health muck regarding the Delta variant. Considering that their strategy has been to use Delta to impose ever more harsh and unjustifiable Great Reset measures, their brains must be spinning as they try to spin the latest info from Israel, United Kingdom, and their own slick deck. Now things look a lot worse for them than they did in the CDC slide deck. Check out these official graphs from Israel. Not only are cases rising equally in the vaccinated as in the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated are not being spared severe illness, as claimed by our CDA director. If nearly all the elderly and high-risk Israelis have been vaccinated, then there would be limited benefit of vaccination in warding off severe illness. But still, two-thirds of those with severe illness have been doubly vaccinated. How can you spin this into a justification for vaccine mandates? You can't. And unless the authorities can prove that there are no ADEs, adverse drug reactions, getting a booster would just make things a whole lot worse. So, and then it goes on from there. So people are being played. That's unfortunate. But a few other things. We're going to take a break, and then I would like your input. You've just heard from Gerald Celante speaking out, but he said something interesting. The most important thing he said was not his anger. He gets into these senses of outrage, and he doesn't have a filter. He just says it. The doctor has always used a filter. Now he's not. And he's going bare-knuckle with the establishment. Now, one-on-one, he will beat them. In a debate, he would win. ultra-Orthodox fighting bureaucratic Orthodox, the ultra-Orthodox is always going to win. They come prepared. After all, they do things by measure. They're not going to go commit themselves, as you heard him say. You know, he's putting his whole career on the line because it's being attacked. He's going to do his homework. He's going to do his research. He's not going to be a talking head on CNN with these other individuals. It's just there as a propagandist. That's why you will never see these people debated. No one's going to debate them. They'll win. But in any case, what Gerald said that was most important was why, with all the effort and publicity and all the information he has to put out about why there should be a demonstration, and there was. Unfortunately, I was not able to be there, or I would have been there. He only had several hundred people. Why? Why is it that in France yesterday you had hundreds of thousands, possibly as much as a million? In Great Britain, you've had three demonstrations over a half million, all peaceful. And in Italy, Germany, the same. Millions demonstrating against lockdowns, against the masks, against the vaccines. Why is it not a single story in the BBC or any news, American news media? They intentionally didn't want to show what was going on in other countries. Why? 888-874-4888 is our number. 888-874-4888. Give us a call. I'd like to hear what you have to say on these issues. And then I'm going to tell you some good news coming up. Please stay with us. Nice to have you with us, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Before we go to your phone calls, which I'm going to be taking at 888-874-4888, I just want to let you know we have a phenomenal special this week. Oh, and by the way, anyone who has already reserved a seat, you'll be contacted by Phil, our webmaster, and he will give you all the information how that ticket that you've reserved will be your reserve ticket for the screening. And also I'm giving special gifts to those who come to the screening. I'm going to do four screenings. I have four new films to show you. That's a lot of work. Powerful films. And this one, Last Call for Tomorrow, is just one of those. But we're setting up the site today. It's not up yet, but we're setting up the site so you can still call the number and reserve. And when you call the number and reserve, then you'll be given information, and we'll translate that over for you. We'll do it for those of you who've called in. All right? And I'll give you the number to call in for the ordering the premiere on the 17th at 7 o'clock, or 18th at 7 o'clock. 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. But you're not going to be in a movie theater because of this restriction. Instead, we're going to premiere it over the internet with coming attractions and a discussion afterwards. All right? Now, we've got a special for you today, and it's a terrific one. It's the brand new muscle stuff. And this is really a terrific product. I mean, it's got so much going for it. It's vegan. It's new and improved. It's probiotic. It's high-quality plant-based protein from multiple sources. It's got enzymes. It's got all kinds of great things in it. But you're also going to get, at a terrific savings, you're saving $68. Your cost is only $59.95. You're getting the complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. And that's, what, over 700 pages? Everyone should have that in their home because that would help you with any condition you have. That's, you go, you take a look, and you see what is the orthodox and what is the alternative approach to that. That's the updated version, the complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. You're getting that. You're getting the 7 Steps to Perfect Health documentary. You're getting that. And you're getting muscle, all for just $59.95. You're saving $68. So, what do? All of us need protein each day. I start my day by putting a scoop of this in because it's a complete protein. It is a high-quality protein. It is, it's got hemp, rice, split pea, dairy-free, soy-free. It has the branched-chain amino acids, 22 grams of complete protein per serving, 250 million units of probiotics. It has green tea, matcha, spirulina, turmeric, Garcinia cambogia, Asacha Inchi, resveratrol, digestive enzymes, blueberries, probiotics, and more. And it's a delicious-tasting vanilla. And it's 1.5 pounds. So, if you want what I consider the most important, comprehensive, all-conclusive way to start your day, take a scoop of this. It's that simple. It's called Muscle Stuff. It's a special today. All you have to do is just say, yeah, I could use that, and give a call. And let me give you the number again so you can call in. You're going to call 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065. Let's say hello to, we had Daryl, and Daryl dropped off there. So we don't have Daryl. All right. So I don't see any names up there. Here's what I'm going to be doing. I met today with Richard Gale, and we are going to plan the most comprehensive webinar I've ever done. And some of you know you've seen 7-hour, 5-hour, 6-hour webinars. First, it's going to have 5 areas I'm going to lecture on and have experts on and graphs and maps to give you. Where do you go? How do you deal with the law? I'm going to have a lawyer on if you don't want to be vaccinated. All right? So I'm not going to go into the answers now because it's going to take a long time to give you all the answers. But there are places that you can go and your constitutional rights will be protected in the United States. So that's a big issue because I'm getting flooded. Lou Ann Panessi is getting flooded. What do I do if I don't get vaccinated? I can't go to college. I can't go back to school. They're going to fire me. I just got a very heart-rending email yesterday from a person who shall remain anonymous, but they're very concerned because they don't know what to do. I don't know if she's divorced or widowed, but this is a person I met years and years ago when her and her husband ran a very important film festival, and nice people. And she says, quote, don't want my name mentioned. I won't mention name. I feel lightly threatened that I may lose my job. Quote, I wrote you the other day thanking you for all that you do and hoping you remembered me from the film festival that my husband and I founded and directed. I also sent my resume, but since I live a couple hours from New York City, I'm hesitant to actually apply. I now work at a place, I won't mention it, and today, in front of the president of the board, the curator asked me again if I was going to get the vaccine. And then the curator said something like, quote, I'm not sure how the board will feel when they find out you're not vaccinated. I'm so nervous, I can't write. I hope I can call. I feel so alone in this elitist town with my views on taking the shot. And she says, but they can't pay me my bills. You know, I'm full of fear because I still have a mortgage and my house is all I have. I'm thinking of putting it on the market and taking my Social Security and moving to Vermont. She goes on. Don't go to Vermont. Vermont is not one of my recommended states based upon all that's happened. But we're going to tell everyone what to do legally, what is your rights when it comes to the safest places to live if you want control over your own body. Secondly, what are the most progressive places to live? Third, what are the safest places to live? Fourth, what are the opportunities for education, for employment? And fifth is that we're the most hospitable people to be around of like mind in the whole country. So it'll be probably 5 to 6 hours long when we're completed, when we have all of our guests and experts, I'll announce it. But I just want to let you know it's coming. I'm working on it because this way I can help answer everyone's questions instead of piecemeal one at a time because Americans are in crisis. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes a crisis to get our undivided attention. So that's the undivided attention part. So, yes, we are having the premiere, the world premiere of what some have said, some film festivals have called the most important documentary on on the environment ever done. 12, at random, 12 of the leading philosophers and ethicists in the world have praised the film. You can go to GaryNoll.com and listen to them, read their actual quotes, see the 230 or so film festivals that won, the most in the history of any film at all, and also see a trailer. Go to GaryNoll.com. Then just call our number and say, yes, I want to be in the film festival. I want to be at the film, but not in person. You'll be watching it from your home, not in a movie theater. Call 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. We will then later take that and give you all the information you need. Okay? Have a nice day, everyone.